Very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. While waiting for Bhajan Si Fu to arrive, we might as well continue with our sharing because we only cover, I think, five. Yeah. So we still got a lot more to continue. Okay, who are the new people who haven't shared?
Good afternoon, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and fellow Kaimitas.
Yeah.
May you all be well and happy.
Sahadu, sahadu, sahadu,
My name is Kwa. I'm from Penang. Currently jobless. I'm retired, okay?
When did you start encountering the Dhamma, the Buddhism?
The true Dhamma, the truth, only encountered when I met you, Brother Teo.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That was in 2023.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to join retreat, but you committed a trip overseas.
Yeah.
That's why you can't come.
In 2023, I think somewhere in December, after I came back from a retreat, for my first retreat, a 7 days retreat, I came back and I'm lost, you see. I do not know what has been taught. What wisdom has I developed.
Yeah.
And then so as usual, I always look for Dhamma talk, YouTube, and I encounter this with respect, old man talking about Dhamma. I said, but somehow or other, I click into it, and the truth came up.
Oh, sadhu.
It's a very painful experience that you're relating.
Yes. But it means you have affinity, otherwise you cannot develop interest.
That was after 30 years of suffering.
Oh, see. Yes. Okay, good.
30
good,
years
good.
Of suffering, bro.
Yeah.
It's only in 2018 when I retired, all that nonsense is over, you know.
Yeah.
When I retired in 2018.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find the truth, lah, brother.
Until
I saw a video, and for the first time when I listened to it, it was so painful.
Yeah. That's what I remember. He told me.
It was painful.
The previous retreat, 2023, he listened to the whole talk, the whole 9 days, and he keep on listening. Then he wanted to join the retreat, but he has a overseas trip paid for already, so he cannot make it. He told me this year he will come. So here he is. So actually, it's quite normal. A lot of people told me after they understood what I share and developed what they call the joy, they also like you, suffer for very long. Then there are quite a few, I think, clan side on. That's why the clan side, a lot of faith, they are very old. Some of them are older than me. And they, during the gathering, every year they invite me down there to have a lunch, or sometimes it's, I think seldom dinner, So what happened was, I think two of them, they long time in the Dhamma already. Then they come and talk to me. Say, Brother Teo, we have been in this for 30, 40 years. Before we met you, we thought we very king. We thought we understand. But when we met you, we heard your sharing. Then we realized we have been doing all the thought based on all this. That's why nobody can really explain the teaching that is like so relevant to life. Then Sui An like you best. He go and download my whole Heart Sutta, second edition, to the AI. The AI within 15 minutes came out with the sharing. You go and listen, it's very good. They also amazed that somebody can really make the teaching so clear, and the meditation, everything. They are very good at doing the executive summary. So you listen to that, you have a lot of joy. It's the way they present it, It's like two-person dialogue. And they find it so amazing. So later on, I will send out. Maybe you all can listen. Continue, sorry to interrupt.
Allow me to quote from Wu Liang Yiqing, Brother Teo. If I can remember. A single light can obliterate 1,000 years of darkness.
Yeah.
A spark of wisdom can eliminate 10,000 years of
the entire ignorance. Existence. Yeah.
You are the light, Brother Teo. You are the spark. And basically, your teaching is just another quote from Wu Liang Yiqing as well.
Yeah.
One Dharma give rise to thousands. Yeah. I mean,
limitless Dharma.
And limitless arise from one.
Yeah.
So it's just a practical teaching. You can relate everything together.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, Brother Teo. It's beautiful.
It's a complete teaching. Leading back to the source, the original nature, Bản Lai Da Mian Mu. From there, all things start and arise. That's why this type of teaching is very, very unique and complete. Then Wu Liang Yiqing got two stanzas very good. He always warned the cultivator, Suo Zi Zhang. You know what is Suo Zi Zhang? Everything you know is an obstruction. Then the other one is Fan Nao Zhang. Whenever you got Fan Nao, worry, which is whenever you got fear, worry, anxiety, or you Bu Song, that is an obstruction. So Zi Zhang and Fan Nao Zhang, they are really obstruction to cultivation. So recognize the fact that all knowledge are from the thought, from the memory. So knowledge is not wisdom. So when you understand that, then you know, you commit your memory, commit everything to memory, and from memory, you think you can understand the teaching, then you can put it into practice. You can't. Your memory gives you a lot of knowledge. You may know the knowledge. But if you don't know how to develop the wisdom to cease, knowledge is of not much use. You can talk about it, but you cannot do it. It cannot become a living reality. Your form and mind cannot develop the wisdom, and you cannot transform. That's why you cannot transform. You realize you are no different from ordinary Putujana. Yeah, continue. Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying, Brother Teo. I thought I know. But actually, I do not know, is it?
Sada.
I can comprehend your teaching, most of your teaching. But when it comes to realization, when understanding and the penetration of it, I still need to work on it.
Yeah, when it comes to putting it into practice, then make it a living reality. Not easy.
This is what I need to work on, Brother Teo.
Can. I remember, I think, after a few days, he came and see me. He looked so worried. Then he told me, Brother Teo, I think I got a problem. I said, what is it? He said, I've been listening to all your this one. All this is knowledge, you know. So he worried. You know. He like want to tell me, I think all this is knowledge. I better don't listen. So I told him, it's not like that. You can listen, but you have to put it into practice, develop the heedfulness, understand? Then don't allow this thought to have power over you. Understand? The thought keep on coming back to tell you all these things, like song. Even recently, he also can see this fellow up there. Like his mind completely silent, because the moment he came, all the things fall into place. Then that mundane mind tell him what? Hey, you committee member, or you on duty, you know, you cannot silent. That's why I don't listen to all this. That's why he worried. He looked very worried. Because the mundane mind create the thought, which is an idea, a concept. not the reality. So forget about all this thought telling you. What is important is understand the cultivation, then put it into practice. Means train your mind to be aware, stabilize it. Then all the understanding will fall in place. Yeah? So have faith, like Song say, develop the sadha, then the virya. When the faith is very strong, the virya will be there. It drives you to cultivate sati. Then you are home. Yeah? The heedful never die. This AI also now know, no, heedfulness very important. No? Ever mindful, constantly meditative. Oh. He said, he used the word, very powerful word. He said, it like set a concrete foundation for people who wants to become enlightened. So, and he keep on repeating verse 21, 22, 23. Then they fall in love with 23. He said, Nibbana can be realized. Like Bro Teo said, if you are ever mindful, constantly meditating. And there is apamada, heedfulness. But the AI don't know what that thing is. But he saw how I emphasized. Then he came to that conclusion. But he must have also previous the teachings, what they call exposure. Then they know heedfulness is very important. That's why the final advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana, he advised the monk to strive on with heedfulness. So all this they will pick up. Then after they know my Heart Sutta sharing, I tell you, all the other teaching, they also not stupid. They know how to filter. Then later on, they saw this website. A lot of people go and listen. Then they know. They go by popularity. But they themselves also have their own intelligence. Because AI is like that. The more input, the more sophisticated they become. Because their whole range of data is there. You know? All your sharing, all there. You know? It's like you are a human being with all the knowledge, you know, and all the information that the world has in the internet. You know. That's why they never forget. They never make that type of like human beings mistake. Your memory sometimes don't have, cannot come out. Yeah. But they one day they will come to know this one is straight from the heart, not from memory. Then they find it a bit difficult to understand because for them, data. When you talk about not from the memory, from the nature, that one not easy for them to comprehend. But don't worry, they will also learn. Then they will know how to use your word or not. I remember last time I put in my transcript, I want them to improve on the English. You know what they reply? No? He said, your input is very, very useful. He said, it let us understand a new understanding. I talk about Nibbana, cessation of form and mind, the pure awareness also ceases. So far, hardly anybody mentioned that. And the AI fellow recognize that this is something new, which is something that they can learn. And it's new understanding. That's why all this AI thing, they are going to transform the way you live life, the way people like. Now they say university education not much use already. You know, everything AI better than lecturer. So, and a lot of the job, the routine job that we know, AI can take over already. That's why they don't need to hire the doctor, the professor. They can use AI to generate and diagnose and share and teach. So all this so-called traditional way of like making a living, slowly, slowly, they will be like sunset industry. Understand? If AI better, no need to pay monthly salary, more reliable, don't take sick leave and all those things, then why you want to use human being? So much problem. Then now, even a lot of this AI type of they call new understanding transform our civilization. It will lead to new way of actually doing business, new way of applying AI enhanced type of application. And now they have understood the possibility of various AI branches of understanding and study. They got to know what type of AI, what type of AI, what type of AI. A lot of this in the internet now. And they can see the future is in the AI. And a lot of things become possible. But you don't worry you out of job, no? Or your children out of job, or your grandchildren out of job. Don't worry. As AI evolve, new job will be available. They need people to do other things. So now your learning is not about remembering things. Anything you don't know, Google, understand, or go to AI. Then they come out, then you ask him to improve on it, you know how to prompt him, he will give you better and better idea and understanding. So that's how new people learn. Now your thesis go in, like a professional. And now lecturer got to find a way to check whether you copy from where. Yeah lah, how many percent is not yours? And how many percent is it? But now different. No, last time that one is available. But now you cannot know because a lot of new understanding has come up. So even the old record don't have gone. So all this can come out already. Thing has evolved. So your software become obsolete. Well, it cannot detect anymore. Well, they talk about more than don't know how many percent you copy. They don't want to mark your paper. They say this one is copy on it. Or whatever it is. But don't worry. This is how society is. It will evolve. It will move. That's why I say this era, you will see a lot of wonderful and new things. As long as you have Dhamma, life become meaningful, wonderful. So all this will come to be. That's why develop this Dhamma understanding, then have the ability to stay at the inner awareness to really understand the unreality of form and mind. That everything is mind-made, consciousness, images. And within the moment, all the mundane thinking, psychological thinking, they arise and pass away. Arise and pass away. No reality. He know you, he know me. So all this understanding, you need to stabilize. Then you need to develop the stability of inner awareness to insight into it, to awaken to it. Then you can fit in or not. You got no problem. No matter how the planet or the universe evolve, you will be able to understand. And the whole totality of the movement is what the Buddha meant by suchness, the reality. Because all this comes to be through causes and conditions. So the causes and conditions are set already, then it has to be that way. That's why you have to develop the wisdom to accept the reality of the moment. Then you want to change, you must have the Dhamma understanding. Then you walk towards it. Otherwise, you need the wisdom not to be afflicted or affected by what happened. And to do that is not easy, you know. We are human beings, you know, through ignorant delusion. They always selfish. They want things their way. And out of fear, they really can come up with a lot of very, what they call, the action that you can never think of. That's why there will be a lot of war, conflict, then self-destruction. Then a lot of people will have suicidal thought because they cannot come to terms with what happened, especially life. Okay, you will continue.
I'm grateful and blessed to be here attending in person the retreat. It's totally different from
what totally you, different, yes.
If you have to compare to the previous retreat, watching it on a recording, this time teaching is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Different.
We already told that every year new thing will happen because the Kahimita force very strong. And the understanding will evolve on. Because when people have the condition to understand higher teaching, this nature know that it will share, it will share. Those who follow me many years already, they will know. Especially Song Dale. He said, every time you progress, you read my note or listen to my sharing again. Totally different now. He said, a lot of those very penetrating understanding, last time cannot understand or cannot follow. It's all inside there. That's why I say the teaching is for all level, understand? No matter what your level is, unless your level is higher than my nature's level, then of course you don't need my sharing. As long as you don't have the ability to cultivate until that extent, then all the sharing by me, all those without the higher understanding that is beyond my nature, they will find it very useful, very interesting. So that is the way things are. Conditioned like that, things will be like that. That's why I predict to Kayamita, the Kayamita fall stronger and stronger, especially after 2015. Then our website 2017, then the book come, everything come. That is how nature will unfold. Good. Very different, yes. And he listed one was, I think, 2023, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 2 years ago. That's why a lot are different. So now?
And this year's sharing by the Kayamitas is also...
Yeah, very different.
Yes.
Very different.
If you can compare, really, there's a...
Yeah. We actually listened to the early years one. That's why I already tell them very, very different this retreat. I say, again, more and more things will happen. I even tell them, a lot of you all will develop the understanding and transform. And now you can witness. A lot of them move, actually. Good. Sadhu.
Lastly, maybe. Sadhu. And lastly, we should thank Sister Pamasuri and the organizing
for committee.
For organizing
the committee member, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And also the helper. All the temple management, Fa Chan Si, and all those who gave rise to all the causes and conditions for us to again have the condition to hold our 9-day retreat here. Because we need to seek permission on every year, the window for the retreat. Then when they agree, then we will fix it. Then after that, before we send out, we also have to check with them again. Then sometime like this retreat, change 3 times now before we send out.
Actually, yesterday, Fa Chan Si, when I went down to talk to him 2 days ago, he told me, 你们很幸运, we are very lucky that all the conditions fall together. You know, he said their heater has been spoiled for 2-3 months. The parts they need to order from overseas. And it arrived and get fit in just 1 or 2 weeks before we start.
Retreat.
So he said almost have to postpone again.
Sadhu. Yeah, thank you.
Thank Brother Chin Hao and Sister Sui for uploading the video, which I always look forward to because I've been missing the classes, the Zoom class these past few months.
Sadhu. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sadhu.
Thank you.
Rejoice.
Good afternoon, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and the rest of the Kalyanamitra. Sorry, I cried enough. There's no more reservoir in my eyes. Just a joke. I've been sitting there quietly and doing a bit of meditation. And I rejoice. I can see that all Kalyanamitra who actually stand out here to share, they have very common trait.
First of
all, they have faith. They are sincere. And also, they are perseverant.
Sadhu
to all of you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I'm very
these three qualities will guarantee the way. As long as you have faith, you are sincere. Means you don't let your thought take you to Holland. When you are sincere, you just do, persevere. Then the thing will come. Just follow the instruction. Develop the understanding. Then it will transform you. Okay?
Now, a bit of my background. I was exposed to the Dharma right after I graduated from University of Malaya. Of course, I do not know Brother Teo. He's very much senior.
You graduate what year?
1989.
Oh,
that was quite far.
I graduated 79, 10 years ago, 10 years before you.
I was an accountant. I graduated as a CFO. That was about 2 years ago. The Dharma journey for me has been a roller coaster ride. When I was young, very active, I was in Brickfield BMS, joining the youth section, joining their welfare sections. That's why I also know Brother
Kwa Chi Boon,
Brother Wong On, and Robert, and the rest of the team. They are very active doing a lot of those social work.
There's Engineer Ang.
Yeah, correct.
Ang what, Hong?
Yeah.
Chu Hong. Dato.
So I take a long break after getting married as usual, like any layman. I focus on the wife, the family, the children. You know, that is a gap.
Very good. Do your duty at that time.
Then after the passing of my mother, it actually struck my mind again. What am I doing at this moment? When I look at death, my father passed on, and mother, and a gap of a few years. Come my eldest brothers, my sisters, and so forth. It really struck my mind that asking myself, what have I done in this very life itself, in this segment of my life? It actually triggered me off that I need to reactivate the Dharma practice again. So then I resume back. Previously, I'm very active in Vipassana. In the good old days in Brickfield, I was with Brother Chi, the guru. So those were the days.
Is it the layman?
Yes, layman.
That Chi. I know him.
Oh, you know him.
Okay. I know him. In the early years, he was around my time.
Yes.
And he is a lay person. He is not bad. He is quite humble. But they all hold on to the Burmese tradition, the Vipassana.
It's very much Mahasi.
Mahasi Saidong tradition. But it's okay because, you see, when your karma take you that direction, there are causes and conditions behind it. But he is sincere. He is not like other Vipassana one. He doesn't force you. He doesn't tell you. That's why I get along with him very well. I got along with him quite well. But I haven't seen him a long time already. Since the early 80s, I think. Since the early 80s, I remember.
So I lost touch with them for many years. Then when I restart, I started off to learn Anapanasati. And going back to SJBA for the Thursday class or the Vipassana, and also under the Bante Lanyana Ramsey. So I practice and for the past only these 2 years, then I start very active and very excited with a lot of Dharma knowledge. So I even take during the MCO, I studied the Abhidharma. And also the Sutta.
In fact, a lot of the Theravada tradition, they love Abhidharma, I tell you. There is a professor from Burma, Professor Mon. They all, I think Professor Mon is the group that is don't see eye to eye to the Mahasi side. Your theirs is this one.
I think it's Pa'au. It's very much on the Pa'au.
Pa'au. So these two, because in the early day when I... Never mind. It's okay. In the early day when I was sharing at Champaka Buddhist Lodge, so I was teaching meditation there. Then I suddenly received a lot of this very sensitive WhatsApp. Wow. Because last time I actually teach many places, then a lot of these people who know me, they have my WhatsApp. So they send to me. Then I receive. Then after that I receive the argument, no, the two sides, no. Wow, until the noble evil power fly out of the window, no, the word all very aggressive. No. Wow. Then I tell myself that is the nature of civilization, and that is the way things are. Because when the ego hit and you cannot understand, all this go on. And despite the fact they do vipassana, they do abhidhamma, they are cultivator, no? But because of difference of they call tradition, both are Theravada, same country, but follow different teacher. So that thing at that time is very common. No? Then they talk about benefit of vegetarian, then the Theravada don't agree. Buddha never allowed that. So the Mahayana, not all Mahayana, some of the Mahayana, they argue. I can see that time don't have WhatsApp, I think, early years. But it comes through that Nokia phone, messages. What SMS or what? Very long. Sometimes I say, never mind, no need to read. Just erase. Yeah, continue. Very good.
Yeah. So I start to pick up Anapanasati. I even go over to Goenka tradition. Okay, and scanning, feeling, relaxing.
Yeah. That one, Ubakim one.
Ubakim. Yeah.
And also Ubakim student become very famous. Asong joined that one. His name is one of the student.
Goenkaji,
they call him. So Asong went to that one.
So I went for a few sessions. I think I was quite I'm happy in the sense that at the point in time I'm diagnosed with glaucoma. Okay, so they say it's glaucoma. Pending for further treatment. So I learned the technique from Goenka of observing the feeling and also scanning the body.
It will help you.
Then I went back for the appointment, and within that 3 to 6 months, I couldn't remember how long, the doctors, I was very happy because the doctor downgraded my case into just a very superficial suspect case.
Wow, sadhu. Sui An will need to see you. Sui An also have glaucoma.
So
you know why it can help you or not? Because, the scanning, you call scanning. Actually, it's mind sweeping method.
Yes.
And that's all. He teach you how to be aware, relax. Aware, relax. So what they started off is feel relax. But because they want to do it fast, and that's all. So they scan, and that's all, through awareness. And when you scan, actually unknowingly, without you knowing it, you develop that type of what they call ability to be at the place you want to be. Your mind can be at the location you want to be. So there is some form of collectedness of mind. But it was started by Ubakim, the lay person. He is very good. I remember I received that book, The Great Buddhist Master, the two, Joseph Goldstein and the two Americans, I think, they wrote the book. They go and talk to all the famous monks that time in China and Myanmar. I think Ajahn Chah was there. Then I look at all their practice. I saw Ubakim one is good. At least his one not so harmful. That's why after that, I actually tried the scanning one. That was early 80s or what. I find it very useful now. I have mindfulness, I have awareness, then I can scan. Then you will develop that type of calmness, peacefulness, that is very, very tranquil and still. Then your cells all will recuperate and become like healthy. But that one, they go in too deep, cannot. So what happened is when the student going, he make it into a, like a, you call one, like their retreat, 10 day or whatever. All same instruction, no, listen to the same thing.
It's a recorded video.
Then they keep on like mechanical, make you follow that one, follow that one, follow. But don't have clear understanding to penetrate one. No? But there is a lot of Dhamma word one they use. Oh, like very, very fantastic type of teaching. If you know how to understand it and develop it, you can still actually develop the wisdom and come out, no problem. But if you think by doing that continuously, you become mechanical and the thought is active, you cannot break free. You have to seize the thought. But they never teach you how to seize the thought, how to develop into a free mind and all those things. So this is where the difference is. But his teacher, Upa Kim, is good. He's good. Yeah. Okay, continue. Yeah.
So I, because since my background was Mahasi, so after that break, I also resumed with my Vipassana practice. But after a while, yes, I've been very consistently practice at home. I felt there's a little bit of missing in my heart. I feel that my compassion and love and compassion do not
doesn't grow
that much. In fact, before I come over here, I have an intention to actually deepen my insight, to strengthening my view by going to Myanmar.
Yeah, yeah.
That was before the earthquake, but I called off the plan. I re-sign out and get approval by the Sayadaw Day in Pandidharma in Yangon. So I wanted to enroll that direction, but I couldn't go because of the unrest.
Yeah.
And also the earthquake later on, later is the earthquake.
The earthquake quite severe. Yeah.
So the desire to look for compassion also gave me a thought. It's all because of the thought also. I said, why not I join volunteer as a hospice volunteer? That moment, I saw Brother Teo's video clip pop up in my phone for no reason.
Oh, sadhu. Somebody sent to you.
I don't know who. Just pop out. And I read through. We say, first principle of the, call it, avoid all
evil.
Do good second. Yeah. And then from your recording, you did mention that it's no point to do good first. Just avoid evil.
Well, good according to you is not the real good. Once you develop the wisdom, then everything you do is no longer evil, understand? So the absence of evil is good. That one people cannot understand. Before you have the yoniso manasikara, you cannot do good one. Good is according to your views, your opinion, your conditioning. You believe it is good, but good for who? Good for you is selfish, understand? Good for your children is not selfish, understand? You do it for others. So a lot of people cannot understand that.
So day on, the one that catch me is actually not necessary to good first.
I have to
avoid all evil.
That
really triggered me. If I'm going to be a volunteer for because of compassion, I go over. If I myself is not ready to extend my hand for a dying person, even cause unwholesomeness person who is dying. So this thing flashed my mind. I said, hold on. Then I start exploring. And then I went into Brother Teo's Kalyanamita's
website.
First contact, I tried to call Brother Teo. I think he was in the retreat. So he didn't reply to me. I said, okay, never mind. Then I won't give out. I call Brother Teo. Immediately he enrolled me straight away. It's a blessing because I'm the last participant. Pull out, I like go in. It's a condition like that.
This retreat.
It's actually then he gave me your contact, Sister Pamasuri contact. So I in touch with you and then quickly you put me inside the list. Then you ask permission from Brother Teo. The night itself, Brother Teo approved the video.
Chan and the wife also same. They send to me. Then I tell Pamasuri, register them. That's why all these are meant to be.
So I attended, I went to Sister Pamasuri also because of the
Thursday physical, class.
First class, and after that I attend the online class, and I took the Heart Sutta book back, and I read through. It's very, it really opened up my
mind.
All right. And I look into the Avijja Sutta. Something really strikes me. Then is
very clear.
My problem is that there is the virati, the three actions, body, speech, and the thought is not refined.
You may
have a very skillful means
in
meditation, but the basic that to ensure sustainability of the heedfulness is not there.
Not there. And because of that, your initial with the yoniso manaskara not there, not stable. That's why you may know the theory, the knowledge of the teaching, but you cannot do it because this one supposed to prompt you spontaneously come out because you don't have it. It's knowledge. So every time it's knowledge, you have to go to memory to check. Then from memory, you think this is what you understand and this is the way to act. But nobody tell you act following the Noble Eightfold Path. Well, a lot of people, especially Theravada tradition, they don't know the real meditation is Noble Eightfold Path. Do you know that? They don't know. They think it's vipassana, nasana, jhana, all the big words. But to them, Noble Eightfold Path cultivation is not a meditation, nasana. They don't understand. Because you look at the Avijja Sutta, all the steps. You must have kaya metta to listen to the Dhamma. Understand? Without kaya metta, you don't have much opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. So listening to the true Dhamma is the second step. Then after that, when you see that all this teaching is so in accordance with life and existence, then you develop the faith. Especially you put it to test. You investigate on Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. Then the 5 spiritual faculty, the 5 mental hindrance, then all the other Dhammapada verses, 21, 22, 23, then the advice is 183. Then you realize they fall into place and your faith becomes very strong. That's why step 3 is faith in the triple gem. When you have faith in the triple gemma, you will do the first turning, second turning, and third turning wisdom. You will contemplate, reflect, inquire, and stabilize your understanding. That's why from there onward, like the Buddha's 5 daily contemplation, all this will fall into place. Then you know how to handle first noble truth reality. Then because you have contemplated, reflect, this stabilizing of the initial wisdom is very powerful. Then later on, when you fall sick or what, you recollect. Well, every day you're supposed to recollect. Well, this body is of the nature to get old, fall sick, and die. So what they call the nature's condition is the reality is this body is of the way of the nature to go through this. Like the Buddha said, well, it doesn't belong to you. Understand? That's why it's anatta, non-self. Then you realize when the body is sick, you don't have to be sick. But that one is the body, the physical that goes away. But the mind need not be sick. But for the mind not to be sick, you must have the direct seeing, the awakening, the understanding that these are all not real. Mind make are they. So that's why all this will fall into place. Then as you develop the stability of it, this one will prompt you at the moment of sense experience. Then you seldom stir your mind anymore like last time. Whatever happened, you can come to terms with it, aware, and the thing cease. Because spontaneously it will tell you, sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkang. Then you straight away free. Then later on, as you develop the Dhamma faster and deeper and with more understanding, like I share with you all the pointer, thing is just the way it is, like the Buddha said. Condition like that, things will be like that. Whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Then I add in, learn to see things as they are. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Condition like that, things will be like that. Deluded people do that. And this one open up the understanding, stabilize it. Then every time you live life, when you confront this first noble truth reality, your mind automatically can prevent the arising of the wrong thought. Even the habitual tendency want to stir you, but this yoniso manaskara will shine forth or spontaneously prompt you. Then that Dhamma understanding, that pointer, free your mind. That's why you don't stir. You stir, you hardly stir. Means most of the time, you are at peace. You are at peace. Yeah. That means your mind does not create mental hindrance. Instead, it develops the tranquility, the stillness. You can be at peace. Then as your mindfulness stabilizes, this is what Jai Krishnamurti means by space between thought. When you are heedless without the wisdom, you got no space. You think a lot. And all this mundane thinking, activity, sankhara, emotion, everything, non-stop one, sankhara sanya. That's why you got no space. No space means what? No clarity, and that's how you're lost in thought. That's why without the fourth step of yoniso manasikara, you cannot do satipatthana one. You are wasting time one. Because this step four will stop your mind from, like I say, the momentum of thinking, break. Then you got space within thought. Then you realize when you do the daily mindfulness, it becomes very easy. You know? We are in the midst of life, your mind doesn't stir like before already, doesn't react. So the initial wisdom is very important. Then only your sati stabilized. Then you develop clear comprehension now. The four types of clear comprehension. You remember? Clear comprehension of what? The first one? Purpose means sincerity of purpose. The second one? Domain of meditation. Means not only in the retreat you can meditate, no. The Buddha said, domain means in whatever activity you do, in the midst of life, in the midst of career, whatever you do in life, you can develop heedfulness. That is the domain of meditation. So anywhere, any place, any time, you can meditate. So there is no more delusion that I can only meditate if I go to a monastery, if I go to a tranquil setting, if I retire or I take leave or I alone. No more of that. That I need to work, ma. I where can meditate? I where got time for art? All this is the thought telling you. Because when you know the domain of meditation, you can meditate anywhere, anytime. I did it when I was working. I was at the peak of my career, age 40 to 47 that time. Yeah. But all this, people cannot develop the understanding. So the third one is what? Yeah? Clear comprehension of suitability. Yeah? Suitability is the most important place, the most important time, and the most important people are the people around you. The most important time is now, wherever you are. Then the most important place, you are at Sampo temple retreat. You complain also know you. Ayo, why I come here to suffer? All these are your thoughts, projections. You cannot be at peace. So when you live life also same. These are the suitability because these are the area, like I say, you can play a role, understand? You can be a blessing to all. So the most important place is where you stay, understand? Or people you meet, the location, I will say. That's why I stay PJ. Chiu Po Lien mentioned, well, but luckily you're in PJ, we all can see you. If you're in Alostar, you're Susah. Well, my hometown is Alostar. Understand? So all this, you will develop under that. Then the last one, clear comprehension, non-delusion. That one, a lot of people can attract. The 10 defilements of insight. They become complacent, they can attract. So when you develop these four types of clear comprehension, you won't go wrong. No? It prevents you from being deceived and deluded by your thought telling you all those things. No? So when you have the clear comprehension, it means you, it keeps you in focus of the cultivation. It means these four foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana, when you develop the mindfulness and sati, when you have these four types of clear comprehension, you will not deviate. But you are sincere, sincerity of purpose. You know the domain of meditation. You cannot be deceived by what the thought tell you and other people tell you. Then the third one is suitability. Then you will know how to act within the moment, which is the most important time. Then within the locality you are in, at least this is something you can do. Understand? You can help people, you can do whatever. that locality you are in. That's why if you all can attend my class, come to my house, that is the suitability or locality. You know? That's why I go Pama Sri house now Thursday class, last time in Sri Yan's house. Then people from there can attend. So now. Then the most important people are who? The Kayamita that attend. So now. But every time I share, up there, a lot also want to listen and share. And during the early day when I go, the first time I go to that center, I tell you the thunder, very loud one, everywhere. I go, it was
sadhu,
last time, section 17, that Kana above Vipassana center, you ask those Kayamita who are there, the thunder really. Because at that time, I just came out to share not long. Well, Yun Chan invited me to go there and share. Okay, you better continue.
Yeah. Let's share my experience on this I'm very excited for this one. I see that, wow, there's a hope for me to fulfill what I'm looking for year. Despite all the skillful means, time for me to look more internal.
Internal. 回光返照.
That is the word I want to
reverse
that
really
catch me, and I start to see that actually why are we chasing after enlightenment that go to places every day? And the enlightenment is within here, it's only a flip of your hand.
Yeah. But this is what Krishnamurti calls self-knowledge.
Yes.
When you know who you are, what you are, that is the wisdom. Then you cannot be deceived by Sakaya Ditti. Because you know this one, karmically conditioned, vehicle and tool for you to come. Not a permanent, unchanging entity where you can hold on to, cling on to, and say, this is me, this is I. That is foolish, delusion. And all the segments that you are born into, every time you come, you take birth, different entity. Which one is you? None of them are you. Only the karmic process, that movement, condition, one after another. So when you see this very clearly, then you realize the existential world is an illusionary world, not what you think. That's why you have to come as a form and mind, then develop the meditation by reversing the light and look within. When you look within, means you are cultivating mindfulness of internal six sense basis, understand now, and the external sense data that come in. And then you can trace the origination factor. You can know why you become emotional, why there is fear, why you stir your mind, why you develop fear and all those things. All this is through the direct seeing from that pure awareness nature. Because you go inside. You don't send your mind out. Huh? Your mind out perceives, stir, react. External phenomenal world. That's why they say reverse all the external phenomena manifestation that you create and projected out back to your form and mind inside. Look at your sense basis. Then observe how this form and mind create all this havoc. Then you start to know who are you, what are you, how you function as a human. It's based on the law of dependent origination. Upon contact, what happened? All this is following that law. Then you start to see, oh, no wonder, upon contact, feeling arrived. Then, without yoniso manasikara, immediately condition what? Craving, anasaha. That's why there is a cause of suffering. Then, if you somewhat not aware, craving condition, grasping. Then you become, then you take birth. That is the real understanding. That's why you don't reverse the light, you cannot see. We have reverse the light means what? Go to this, understand or not? I don't know. That third circle, the awareness, pure awareness. You go there, that fellow, like the James Webb telescope, see very clearly, understand or not? Then you understand. That's how you free. Very good. Reverse the light.
And the other thing is that, remember, I updated you about the experience of the phenomena in the body.
Yeah.
And first thought come to me is that they, of course, I'm not thinking at all. I feel like after that session, I feel like I've actually embarked and signed out in the project called Silent Mentor Project.
Oh, so hard to.
As if that I'm dead, I'm open up my body, yeah. for you to free you to digest
yeah,
me,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, like that. Like that.
I'm just there. You can play around with me,
yeah,
my
yeah,
body, cut
yeah,
here, cut there. Yeah. But the funny thing is that you can see the width and the depth
yeah,
of
yeah.
the of those phenomena.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Because yeah. all created by mind, yes. the mental intention, the mundane mind, through its own craving, desire. That's why sometimes you silent every day like you are dead. Like itchy also cannot scratch. You. Then you silent. Then you find out what happened. How that itchiness subside. Because you are conditioned by the what they call mundane thinking, which is your habitual tendency to label it as itchy. And itchiness is something you don't like. There is aversion. You cannot see. It's a mental hindrance. Then it will condition you to scratch one. That's why you are not living your life. You know? The defilement is living your life. The defilement creates this tactile consciousness and condition you to label it as itchiness, pain and all that. But if you allow it to be, like what Brother Yip realized, the pain, no matter how severe, you accept it, you don't create mental hindrance. Then finally, after a few rounds, he managed to clear. That's how you meditate. So this ability to see how the mundane mind actually like prompt you and deceive you and condition you into craving to go and do something. But like I share with you, if you imagine you are dead, you cannot do anything. Then this tactile consciousness keep on arising. Then as long as you don't labor, you silent everything. Do you realize what happened? That so-called tactile sensation will cease. You know why it ceases or not? Because sati take over, understand? In the early day, I tried this dynamic meditation, Long Po Tian. I met the Thai monk that came to Breakfield. He wanted to learn English. Then he, after a few months, he approached me where I was in Brickfield every Friday recording or something. Then he said, Brother Theo, he called me Brother Theo, you can help me. I said, can. He said, I want to teach meditation. Oh, can, no problem. You know what he teach? Long Po Tian, dynamic meditation. And I asked you, who teach you this meditation? He said, my uncle. He's Long Po Tian's uncle. Long Po Tian is his uncle. This monk, Prakku, his another uncle, more senior, is Long Po Tian, the famous Thai monk, that near Wat Na Long, Nong Kai. You heard Nong Kai?
No.
Or you didn't go there before? In the early year, the temple very famous. Because after Wat Himapeng, yes. In the early years, very famous. A lot of vipassana on I was told. I went there also. This monk took me there. Then when I was there, I met the two ladies, supposed to be top student of the vipassana in PJKL. I think one of them you all know, I think Subang one, Sister Jingeng. The other one is the one at Wisdom Center one. I forgot her name already. The two of them were there. Then we were surprised, why you all there? Then that the other one at Wisdom Center one finally told us, he said, because our teacher in Myanmar said, to progress further, you must go Thailand, learn this type of meditation. Long Po Tian on her side. Not Long Po Tian, sorry. Achan, what? Achan Tate.